Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Vacation Station Travel and Leisure Show. Hey, everybody, welcome to Big Blend Radio's Vacation Station Travel Show. And this episode is also part of our brand new Women Making History podcast because we've got Cheryl Ogle back on the show. Cheryl is the owner of Hey Wanna Go Travel Company. She's a travel advisor. She's on our show every third Wednesday, sharing places to go, destinations, especially when it comes to river or ocean cruises, bucket list adventures across the country, around the world. But today she's going to be talking about women's travel, especially travel hacks and apps for women planning adventures. And I think this is a very important podcast because, you know, we even have to think so many women are out on the road now. There's some living on the road in vans. Nancy and I travel full time. But you know what? It used to be way back when women traveling on their own was a no-no. You had to have like someone like a, you know, a watch, someone watching over you, a bodyguard kind of thing. So it has changed. And even women at a certain age can travel on their own too. And that's what Cheryl does. She helps people get out there and live their dreams, because that's the thing. If you have that dream in your head to travel, don't let anything get you back. Go do it and do it while you can. So I encourage you to go to heywannago.com. That is Cheryl's website, and her blog, and I'll have the link in the show notes, covers all these hacks and apps that we're talking about today. So welcome back, Cheryl. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well.
It's good to have you back. I mean, you've been on, I was going to say you've been on the road, but not really. You've been, what, you got to put those little shoe things on in Iceland and be out in snow and ice and see the northern lights. So this is a bucket list destination I know we'll cover in the future, but did you see many women travelers out there?
Yes, we had 20 in our group, and total. And I didn't really count. Well, in my subset, there were six of us, all single women. And, you know, women are traveling, and it's empowering, and it makes you feel strong to know that you can do this, because we're in a different generation. It's not the generation where dad or husband or, you know, the man has to plan a trip and the women just go along. We're now deciding what we want to see and do, and we're doing it. And I think that's awesome.
I love that, you know, you're seeing women go out there, because it's true. I mean, back in the day, you had to have someone travel with you as a woman. And lo and behold, especially if you're in the retirement age, travel by yourself, right? That was a no-no. So now it seems to have changed. And now we have tools. And that's something you're going to be talking about today's podcast, is tools that women can use to plan their travels.
Yes. Yes.
So and hacks.
And hacks. So we'll start with some hacks. How's that?
Oh, I like the hacks. I feel like I need to get my axe for the hacks.
Get your axe for the hacks.
Yeah, well, I like this.
My first hack that I will share is work with a travel professional. And if I'm the right fit for you, great. If I'm not, I can refer you to someone, or maybe you have your own, and that is more than wonderful. Work with a travel professional. We know what we're doing. We've studied this. We didn't just sign up and pay some money and say, hey, I'm a travel advisor or a travel agent. I'm accredited. So work with a travel professional. I don't do my taxes because I don't know the ins and outs. I don't fix my car because I would only ruin it. So work with someone who knows what they're doing. That will give you the best experience when they can listen to you and say, oh, okay, I know this, and I know this great hotel, and you need to go do this, and here's a great restaurant right around the corner. Anyway, consider that your first travel hack. Work with a travel professional.
I think that's really important. I'm just going to say, I think it's really important. I know a lot of people, especially who are in the retirement age, going, okay, I'm going to go here, go there. But a lot of things online are almost geared towards the younger generation. That is, you know, we're going to talk about apps, I know, and these apps will help you once you get to know them. But sometimes it's not always apparent what is good for you ability level, right? About, oh, you could go climb these steps. No, maybe not. Or, you could go
Right.
see this, and these attractions may not be fitting to your ability or agility, should we say. So I
Exactly.
think, and I know you do a lot with cruises. Do you see more women doing that as you and you work with women, and you're not actually even charging a whole bunch more on top of the sticker price, right? I just
That's
want to bring
correct.
that up because you do save people money.
That's correct. Now, I will say for my existing clients, loyal clients, I am not charging planning fees. For new clients, I've gotten to the point to where in some instances there will be a planning fee depending on the trip and the time.
Good.
So if you come to me wanting a last, and by last minute, I mean a trip like in the next 3 to 4 months, that is at last minute these days. I do have to charge a planning fee because what I'm going to put together for you with a quote will also have your flights, your specific flights, your hotels, and all of that. And it all takes time. And if I've not charged a planning fee and I've given you all of this information and you say, well, we've changed our mind, I have not made any money, but I've invested a great deal of time in your trip. And so I no longer have the time to do that. So anyway, but it's a small planning fee. You know that ahead of time. And that's not right for everybody. Some people want to just do their own thing, and that is just fine. If,
I
you
just
know.
think it's so cool to be able to have someone who has the intel, and you can go, hey, what about this? So that I think you're saving people tons of money by, oh yeah, I know this hotel, I know this person, I know this tour guide. So especially as a woman going off, it could be their first time. How many women raised their kids, maybe did a little bit of travel in their 20s or younger, maybe early 30s, did family travel, then went and did all this career work later, and maybe found themselves solo as a traveler, and suddenly once I really want to go and fulfill these dreams. And then you get there and it's like, I don't know the first clue of even how to book an airplane. I know women like that.
Right.
Because they've sacrificed so much for others. So I want to be clear on that. That does not mean anything negative towards women who do not know how to book flights or do anything like that. That means they've been busy raising kids, doing a career for others. So just saying, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Just got to
Exactly.
stand up on that one,
Well, and
because
it can be
women do a lot.
confusing. And if you don't realize that when you fly to Europe, you'll probably leave the US in the evening and arrive the next day. Have you booked your hotels the right days? There's just a lot that goes into it. And when people want to do their own, I will walk them through and explain that. But anyway, for the most part, yes, you're not going to be paying more. If you're booking a cruise directly with the cruise line, so am I on your behalf, and I'll probably be able to have some kind of deal for you. It's a special just due to the volume that our company sells.
Oh,
But
cool.
anyway, certainly a conversation to have. And if I'm right for someone, that's great. I'm happy to help.
I just also think it's nice, and when things go bumpity bump, as we know can happen on travel too, that it's like, oh, the plane's delayed or canceled. Now what? What? If it's for first timers. So I know we've done some shows on that too. So everyone, I'll make sure you have the link in the show notes to Cheryl's past podcasts that do cover a lot of those things, especially for travel for first timers. So work with a travel professional, ladies. That's the thing. I
Yes.
do want to quickly ask, are there groups and cruises and tours that are for women only so that women may feel safer that way? I mean, some may not, I don't know, but do women tend to want to do that? I mean, I'm a different kind of traveler, but if they go off on a solo thing, are there women only kind of adventures for ladies that may feel
They are
safer
out
that
there.
way?
I've really not had that kind of request.
Yeah, I wondered
I'm
about that.
pretty happy to be in a co-ed group, and you may
Yeah,
be
me
with a
too.
few other couples. What I do find, and I have some men who travel solo, but most of my solo travelers are women, and they're fine with that. They're fine knowing that they may be in a co-ed day tour or something like that. But
Cool.
we can, if someone really just wants women only or men only, we'd certainly have that conversation.
Yeah, I know that there's tour guides who do like, okay, we're putting a special women's package together or something,
Yes.
but I've never heard of, yeah, I was just wondering about that. Okay, so I know we're going to get into packing. Isn't that a big deal? Like, ooh, that's dangerous.
Oh, okay. Travel light. And I can't stress it enough. So there's a saying that says, take half the clothes and twice the money as you planned. And that is really true. Last week I traveled with a client and she brought a big bag that was about a probably a 28-inch suitcase. She also had a small roller bag, and then she had a large backpack and a large backpack. And it was frustrating and difficult for her because everyone had to handle their own luggage. And so that became really problematic when we were going to be moving around and changing hotels. And so I encouraged her. She had brought two pairs of boots. Well, boots are heavy and bulky. And I said, okay, why do you need two pairs of boots? And she said, well, I really don't. And I said, then why did you bring them? Because now you have them in Iceland. And she said, well, just in case one got wet. And I said, okay. I mean, I just wanted to know the thinking behind it. But it became difficult for her to move around because she's dealing with all of these bags every day. And not all tours have porterage where they come to your room and get your bag. Usually you're going to be on your own with that. And so she'll be traveling with me again later, and I bet I won't see her show up with three bags again. And she's a lovely, lovely lady. I mean, she looked great. She had on a cute outfit. She looked cuter than I did with my one bag, that's for sure. But it's just sometimes it can be hard to navigate. And also, if you're in Europe or the UK, you'll find that hotel rooms are not very spacious. And so you're trying to find a place to open your bag and dig around, and where's a pair of dry socks? And there's just not enough room for the volume. So really think carefully about what you're bringing. Look into a capsule wardrobe and plan your color scheme, pick three colors and pack around it like the kids' Garanimals that we dressed our kids in years ago. Mix and match and forget jewelry. I didn't take any jewelry to Iceland. I had one pair of little diamond stud earrings and one little diamond, stud, little drop necklace. And that was it for my jewelry because I didn't want to lose something taking gloves off and on. And so just minimize, minimize, minimize. And I've written a million blogs about packing, it feels like, but take it to heart and don't feel like you have to be prepared for absolutely everything. It's okay to rewear clothes over and over.
Look, everyone sees me on podcasts and the same thing because I do travel light. Now Nancy and I have these moments, as you know, as Cheryl, that we have to offload, and like we've been accumulating as we go because it's so easy traveling in a car going from destination to destination to start, oh, I'll take this book, I'll bring this pamphlet. Well, no, honestly, I think partly being digital now, being online in the world, being on the internet means we don't have to take every brochure with us home. Do you find that too when you're traveling that you want to bring every little thing? But now we can photograph things on our phones. The
Yes.
information is usually on a website somewhere that we don't need to now have a bag of paper. Like, when you go to a business expo, you walk out with this big bag of stuff, you get back and you go, well, who was that anyway? You know what I mean? It's online.
Right.
We don't need to be traveling with that through an airport for sure.
Right.
Yeah,
Right. Although
that's.
I do have a client who's visiting Iceland this summer. And I brought home a special little book for him that I saw, and I said, hey, I want to stick this in the mail to you because I think it's going to help
Oh, that,
as you're
yeah.
planning for Iceland. Because I'm bringing it home and I'm offloading it. That thing's going in the mail tomorrow.
That's cool though. That's a little bit different, right? I don't know. It's there's those books, that help, So yeah, I think there's times, Cheryl, I'm just saying. But yeah, and also if you're shopping, I know I have a friend who goes into her, she goes to Israel, not now, right now, but goes home to Israel. And she says she goes in and her suitcase is literally like maybe a couple changes of clothes, if that. And it's gifts for her family and friends. And then she empties her suitcase and brings everything home, or her special candies, her special foods, her friends and family gifts. That's what she brings back in her suitcase.
Right.
She's like, why? I don't care. I'm seeing friends and family. I'm visiting my country, and that means more to me than, and America is her country too, but that means more to her than how she looks that day. She's like, I can
Right.
buy clothes there, and that's it. You can buy clothes when you get to the country, and that's fun too. You know, you always talk
Right.
about having a couple of days before you get on that cruise ship. Like, to me, that's a cool thing to do, because you could get to the destination and get a feel for the land and the weather and go shopping there. And how fun is that? Like, you'll shop according to that region. That's fun, you
I
know?
love that. And some of my favorite souvenirs, I look at the tag and I remember where I bought it, and it's just fun. You know, it's either a scarf or a new blouse or a dress or something. It's amazing. I picked up some dresses a couple of years ago in Nice, France, and they're so pretty and they're just French. And I love them.
Yeah, you
And
can't beat
I
that.
can't wait
Yeah.
for spring to wear them again. But that's fun as well. And don't, you know, you can pick up a few things. I've got a friend who is from the US but lives in Spain now. And when she comes home, she takes back to Spain. She takes home aspirin that is a different type quality than what she can get there. And salsa, she misses Tex-Mex. And so she takes home things like that. So yeah, make it worthwhile. But don't lug around a ton of stuff just for the sake of having it. It just makes travel frustrating. And again, I love this client. She's a doll, and I'm thrilled that we can travel together again. But it just was hard for her having to deal with multiple bags. And there were other people on the trip that I saw as well with 3 bags. And by the end of the week, they were looking a little tired of rolling these bags up and down. So
Well, it's interesting. On your blog, you talk about different bags and things that people can get. So everyone, those, you know, go to our blog. It's in the show notes, that link, or go to heywantogo.com and click on the blog, and you'll see it. But so you talk about different kind of bags that you can help, that can help with your storage and everything, but and shopping and in packing to get there. But I was going to ask, when you start carrying more baggage, because you put a part in this, and we'll get to research, and you've got so much good information on this blog. But I find that when you have too much stuff and you're looking like you're overladen with bags, and bags are flying in places, and you can't keep it all together, that is when you're going to get mugged at this point, because now you kind of look at as a victim of circumstance, right? If you don't, there's an attitude of carrying yourself with, you know, not like, hey, I'll bite you if you look at me. It's kind of a strong, dignified, you know, stance of walking. But if you're so busy with all your bags, someone who wants to mug someone for extra cash or something, you're a target. You're a walking target at that point. I'm not trying to be, you know, freak anybody out, but it's the truth. So I feel like part of your talk about not having too many bags, and you can, if you buy things, you can ship them home. You know, you don't have to carry it. You know, there's such a thing as shipping. You know, especially if it's, you know, depending on the weight and all that stuff too. I mean, there's shipping. So sometimes that's an option. But do you find that too about how you dress and how much you're carrying to kind of ward off pickpocketers, and I'm talking about petty crime, that kind of thing.
Well, that's very true too. And minimizing your jewelry even. I mean, now I did really far with that. No rings, no bracelets or anything. But you don't want to take your great grandmother's 10 carat diamond and flash it around in some other country. It makes you a target. You know, they don't advertise. Limit that. But you also, when you've got a lot and you're showing off jewelry, if someone grabs your purse, you've got 3 other bags. Do you leave your bags and run after them? What do you do? And so it just makes travel a little more difficult. And I know people still enjoy their stuff, and that is certainly fine for them, but it can really impede your travel experience.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So everyone, again, this blog is so cool. You've got to go check it out. So we've looked at how much we're shopping, how much we're packing. We talked about having a travel advisor, a travel professional work with you, but I want to kind of backtrack on that. So, you know, you're going to plan on how you shop and everything, but do your research. So here's the thing too, and I want to get into the apps, because I think the apps also go towards this. Knowing what you want to do before you go to a place and working with your travel professional that way, and even if it's a do-it-yourself thing, knowing what you're doing and being a little prepared, especially if you're traveling solo, if you look lost, that's another opportunity to get mugged or pickpocketed. So you do not want to, do not wear the face of bewilderment anywhere. That's really the thing. That's the lesson, right?
Right.
So
Look confident. And if you're not confident and
fake it.
you're not feeling comfortable, stop into a coffee shop and say, "Help, where I'm looking for this hotel,
Exactly.
where," or something like that. Use your Google Maps, things like that. But look confident. Don't you
Yeah.
don't really want to see, you don't want to be wandering around and have people watch and go, "She has no idea where she's going."
Yeah, that's when you can get yourself in trouble a little bit. Sometimes the trouble ends up being fun, but you may not want that. So, but yeah, like you're saying, no matter what, look confident. I think that's a perfect thing, right? It's the same thing as they say, fake it till you make it. In
Yes.
business and things, sometimes you just gotta keep smiling, you know? Yeah, we've done many podcasts when things get weird, and all we do is just sit and smile no matter what's going on, whether or not you want to smile. You smile and you just grin and bear it. But when you're doing this, knowing who you are, like, because this again is going to save you money. You know, everyone worked hard for your money, and now you're going to go on your bucket list adventure. You want to put what you want to do at the top of the list, right? So you kind of really want to know, like, I want to see certain things, or at least have a general idea of what you enjoy. A lot of times, you know, as Nancy and I travel the country, people are like, well, what park should we visit? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, what do you like? Are you interested in history? Because then maybe you want to go to Gettysburg. Oh, no, I don't like Civil War history. Well, then maybe that's not the history park for you. Maybe you want Mount Rainier. No, I don't like mountains. Okay, well, then maybe we should take you to Padre Island National Seashore in Texas. You know,
Right.
oh, I don't like wind. Okay, well, so the process of elimination is a good thing. I
Yes.
often sometimes say, write a list of things you don't like to get to where you do like. What do you
Right.
like?
Well, that can come into play too. I mean, if you tell me I want to go to Italy, and I'll say, okay, what do you want to do? We don't know, just plan it. Well, I'm going to plan what I think you'll like. I'm going to plan things that I like, things that other clients have enjoyed. But if you look at it and say, well, that doesn't look like fun to me at all. That doesn't help me. I've not helped you, and it's not helpful to you. So have an idea that if you love art, then we're going to get you into galleries and museums and things. If you don't love art, and I've had people say, no, we have no interest in art, and that's fine. But let's find what you like. Are you a foodie? Do you want a food tour, a cooking class? So it's just a matter of really finding what suits you and having those conversations. Otherwise, I'm going to plan things that I enjoy.
Yeah, well, you know that if you know that Nancy and I are going to plan a trip to Italy through you, I know you know that wine has to be included.
Yes.
You know, you're and
Yes.
pizza, you know that has to happen. She doesn't even have to ask, she knows. Because
Exactly.
it
I know.
is looking, but I think, okay, so this is an interesting question. As a traveler and getting into the world of travel yourself and then becoming a travel professional, and you've traveled all over the place. As you started traveling as a woman, because you really just said, hey, I'm doing this. So I kind of want to touch on this also with our women's making history, right? Did you start to learn more about yourself through what you liked and didn't like so that the next trip you went, okay, let's not repeat this. Oh, let's totally repeat this, but in a different country?
Absolutely. You learn a lot about yourself. I know that I enjoy museums, but I don't want to read every plaque on every painting. I zoom through museums pretty quickly, and others sometimes I'll be with a travel partner and they want to read every bit of history, and that's fine. We go through at different paces, and then we meet in the cafe at the end, and I'll be there sipping tea or coffee, and then we'll move on. And that's fine.
Yeah. That's a good point too. If you're traveling with a buddy, that everyone's going to have something, you may want to share the experience, but a lot of times in what you do as a travel professional is you can say, okay, somebody wants to do this, you want to do that. Sometimes you're going to have to share these experiences that you may think you don't like, but you might find out you do like. So it's good to try something completely new, right? So
It
when you
is.
travel, yeah, when you plan for people who like different things, or
Right.
they
One
can
of
go
my first
separate on that
times,
day. Go ahead.
well, I guess it wasn't my third, it was like my fourth time to London. I was traveling with someone who wanted to visit the Churchill War Rooms, and I didn't. I wanted to go to Westminster Abbey. And so we each went our own way, and we had a meeting time and meeting point back in the middle, and that was fine. We each did exactly what we wanted to do, and then we came back together and discussed it, and it was fine. So It's just finding what works for you.
So I think this is cool for women to like kind of learn, like you can do some things separately and then step into something new. And I think again, it already helps to have someone help on the other side that have done this. So now let's get into the apps. This was actually the whole beginning of this conversation for the podcast was
Yes.
apps.
Yes.
Whoo, I did not know you were so apt up.
Oh,
Cheryl's like the
me neither.
Energizer bunny, really, but like now I know why. You've got all these apps helping you in the background. They're running your profile and everything. But
No.
no, but these travel apps, I mean, honestly, I think this can really help. I mean, you talk about Google Maps, and I have to tell everyone I was one of those people who didn't even want to use a cell phone when they first came out, and I was like, no. And here we are in digital media, right? And eventually, and I think I even drove over one. I'm just don't tell Nancy. Once, but no, it drove anyway. That's a whole other story. I have a habit of that,
Oops.
but of cell phones and I. But and then like I was no, the maps, because I was like not gonna let Google track me. Oh, get over it. I don't care what you do, I don't care if you're, I don't care what phone you're on, what platform, if it's an Apple, if it's a Google, no, get over it. It's not happening. What I have found is using Google has turned out like if I didn't know where I was at a specific time and I have a photo, which by the way, all my photos, and I take thousands, end up in files that shouldn't be in files. And I'm like, where was that? That doesn't look like Alabama. That looks like Washington State. And it could actually with us being the same trip. And then I'll go on my Google timeline, and lo and behold, that beauty is there telling me exactly where I was. So we're in that world, but Google Maps is actually how we actually found Cheryl after Lisa getting very lost the first time we met Cheryl in person. We were so lost, and it's all because I thought I could print out a Google list of instructions of how to get to her, and I was so wrong. So Google Maps on your phone, I'm sorry, but it really helps. I'm just saying. And sometimes she does take, I name her Jane on my phone, GPS and stuff, but I actually like to use them before and after and during now. I've learned my lessons and I still get lost, but she does help,
Well,
right?
and sometimes having on my iPhone, I have the Apple Maps and then I also have Google Maps. And so sometimes if I'm going somewhere new, I will compare it on both just to make sure they're on the same page because nothing's perfect and I want to make sure that I am going in the correct direction. So just, gone are the days where we would print out from MapQuest and have all these pages printed out with directions, but do have an idea and make sure that you are going to the correct location. The correct city. It hasn't changed. Things can change. So, on
Yes,
our
it's road
phones.
construction is actually what throws Google Maps off, is road construction. And there, I mean, at that point, they can't really do anything until it's constructed, right? But if you have the map, and now they're really good, they will alert you to download it offline. Hello, Lisa. Remember this tip of advice. But if you do that, you can actually, stop and look and go, okay, if you've lost signal, if you've downloaded them offline. I had a friend who just did Samoa, and she's like, if you do not have Google Maps, you're not getting around, because they decided to rent a car and go around, and you do not have Wi-Fi where you're driving around. You do not have, no, nothing. If you do not use Google Maps and download it, you're in a hot mess. You're not going to enjoy your trip. So yeah, you finally get, that's a bucket list destination, right? And yeah, that's, she had quite a trip.
But definitely down, yeah, downloading the individual maps for the city is smart just to have because there are times, even the other, I was in London the other night and my phone, if I'm next to a tall building, it could not find me. It basically is like, yeah, sorry, Cheryl, we can't help you. It's like, yes, you can. Don't be a jerk. You can. So
She's all pushing
sometimes
it.
your connection will come and go.
Yeah.
You can't control that and you don't know until you're there. So
Download it. Yeah. Now
anyway.
you talk about, speaking of Google Translate, which helps. I've, friends around the world, and so like they're always posting in different languages. So on Facebook and things like that, even websites, if they haven't done both languages or multi-languages, it really helps to have Google Translate, just, but even to print, it can help you pronounce, right? Or even
Yes.
just like, yeah, how to
I use it,
communicate.
you're right, just to practice saying please or thank you, in different languages. So it's helpful. And if you they're remember, they don't have to speak English. We're in their country. So we need to be able to describe what we need to somebody if we're in a store and we're looking for a medicine or something.
Yeah.
Speaking louder in English will not help them understand English. So use, well, that's what people seem, they seem to get louder and louder, and that's not going to teach them English. If you need aspirin, you need to know how to say it in their language.
If you need to go to the bathroom, you need to be able to say it in English. If you need to go to the bathroom
Exactly.
quickly, you better hurry up and know that
Yes.
app. Yeah, no. I think, and it's come such a long way. Google worked hard on their, I mean, I remember their translator, even on websites, we used to have all the Google Translate, and half of it was like hysterical, you know? It can only do so much, right? But it's going to do way better than what we can do. So this is
Yes.
where AI actually really does help. It's not perfect, like you said, but it is going to be way ahead than, unless we know the language, than what we can do on the fly. But I think it's fascinating. I mean, they really have worked hard. They have linguistics, teams of linguistic people around the world helping them with this app to make it work. I remember listening to an interview of how they did it, and I was blown away how much work went into it, because I was like, oh yeah, right. Well, then I learned. I was like, oh, okay, I won't poo-poo that. And it helps even going to a Mexican restaurant in the States, you may want it, to
Yeah.
understand. And it can help in a restaurant. To me, Nancy and I have food allergies. You know what? You want to know that on your app. I'm just
Yes.
saying, the Translate
Exactly.
app helps with that, to
Yeah.
know if it's, So that was a huge, huge tip, I think, that you provided. Trip It. Tell us about that.
Oh, Trip It. It's amazing. A friend of mine introduced me to that years and years ago. TripIt will compile all of your confirmations, and you have a login with your email address, and then you have a specific, it'll be plans at tripit.com that you will forward your itineraries to. So this morning I changed an American Airlines flight this morning. And so I forward that on to TripIt. It recognizes the email address that it's coming from. And so it says, oh, we know this. We know exactly where to put it. And it puts all of that information in my TripIt app. And so I now open my app and I see what time my new flight is, and it goes along with my rental car, my hotels, everything that's on that trip. And so I love it. I do the paid one, which is about $49 a year, but the free one really gives you enough options. It's a great starter. There are times that I have a and for clients, I'm a better agent for my client, but for myself, sometimes I have too many trips going. I think, did I book a hotel for that? Did I book a flight for my trip in a month or whatever? And I almost always do, but this really keeps me on track for domestic trips, especially.
Wow,
It's
this is really cool to
just
know about.
right. It's just for, yeah, you hit forward of your confirmation and it puts it right in there. If it's a flight, it tracks your flights. I usually get notifications from TripIt before I get it from the airline saying, you're now at gate C36, and you're delayed 5 minutes or whatever. So TripIt has really simplified things for me.
Wow, I love that because, I mean, as we travel too, like, I'm always like, what do I use to, I write things down. I have like, 'cause so it stays in my brain better. That's what I keep telling myself anyway. And at the same time, like I have all these multiple calendars and I have to put one in one central location, which is in writing. But then nowadays, everything has to have confirmation codes, this, that, the other, and it gets to a point of crazy. And so now it's like, you get to a hotel, finally you'll get there. And you go to find your confirmation because maybe, oh no, we booked this room instead. And I'm like, oh no, So I'll sit there in my Gmail going, scrolling, trying to find it, And you could be there for days and then you're trying to show them. And at that point, they're not even interested in reading half of what you have to say because you've taken so much time and you have people behind you. And this is when travel, when there's a bump in the road, if you're not prepared, Here's when the heat starts to turn on, and you could be in a room with people like in the lobby or at the reservation desk or whatever, at the flight or in the hotel or wherever it is, and people are waiting. And you know, they're already like, I need to get in my hotel room. I need to go to the bathroom. I've been on a flight for so many hours. I'm done. Everybody starts the crank. The crank starts. Let's just put it that way. It starts to slowly turn, and you're in the hot seat, whether or not it's your fault. You're the one. It's like the person with all the coupons at the grocery store that can't find their coupon, and you have to stand there and wait while they go through their purse. Oh, no, I think I have this. I had a coupon and you just want to go like, and we all have a life. Can you get on with it? So my patience level is already starting. I have patience with animals, but if it's every 20 coupons, like I don't, but have an app that actually keeps you in line. That's really cool. I need that one.
Exactly. That, yeah, you need to try this. Because,
don't
well,
be
I mean,
the
just
person in the hot seat, because you're going to make everyone angry and they won't want to have cocktails with you at the end of the day at happy hour at the hotel or on the cruise ship. They're going to be,
well,
that's
but
the person
no,
who did
but
it.
you can find things easily. I get hundreds of emails a day, and it can be difficult to sift through and find exactly what I'm looking for at times. And so this helps me, and I know I've got it right there. And then I'm not thinking, did I remember to book a hotel for that night? Did I, you know, that kind of thing. Is it's also good for the do-it-yourselfers. If you enjoy doing your own travel, planning your own travel, good for you. You look into TripIt. It will really simplify things. Some people say they use a spreadsheet and all that, but this is an app on your
Oh,
phone. And so
no,
you
I want
have
the app.
details there. Yes.
Don't, that is a dirty word.
Right.
Spreadsheet to me is up there in the worst of worst dirty words. It is no, I refuse.
Yeah.
Going to talking about taxes, spreadsheets and taxes, hand them all to somebody else.
Yeah,
And
that's
no
exactly.
spreadsheets.
Yep, spreadsheets are for my
No.
taxes, and so, and for group trips with clients. But still, it's not
No,
for
but
keeping
you can
track
do
of
it.
my travel plans. No
No,
way.
no spreadsheets. That's like the Debbie Downer of travel. It's like, ooh, not a spreadsheet for an exciting trip. That just sounds like back to work. Rome to Rio. I'm excited about this app. Number one, I just like the name. I like all these because, like, honestly, it's kind of fun. Like you, and you know, your phone is like your little memory bank of things too. So tell us how people can get there, because this is like map centric too.
Exactly. So this is a good one. This is one I use a lot when someone says, I use an example in here, they want to go from Luxembourg to Cologne. Okay, so what are the best ways? You could fly technically part of the way and then take a train. And so it breaks it down and it says, look, a train is going to be 4 hours and 23 minutes. Another train will be 4 hours, 45 minutes. You could fly partway, 3 hours, 23 minutes, but you still have a train and then 2 to 3 hours at the airport ahead of time. So you're not saving any time. So it's a good way to get around and see what's practical. Some people who say, we just want to go to Europe. We want to see, let's put us in Paris and then Rome and then maybe Athens. Let's do all that on the same trip in a week. Use Rome to Rio and look at the distance and look and see what it's going to take to get around. So I use it as a starting place for planning and saying, okay, this is the best way to get my clients here. And then when you can break it down, I put a screenshot on my blog, but you then can break it down and go exactly to the train website and book it there, see the time, see the prices. And so it's another good starting point. And again, they have the app. So when you're somewhere, you may use it in the map sense as well.
So what about trip plans?
Trip plans is different. When I do a trip for clients, is I have an itinerary builder that I pay annually for, and I pay a lot of money for it so that you can have your trip on an app for free. And the app is called Trip Plans. Now, unless you're working with myself or another agent who uses, it's called Travify on our end, Trip Plans won't do you any good. But because it was Travify is created for travel advisors. But if you're booking a trip through me, you will see your trip on the app called Trip Plans. And that will include, you'll see your flights on there. So if you have your flights and you land and you have a private transfer, I tell you exactly where to go to find your transfer, your hotel. If you're, if often I'll do a walking tour, tell you what's around your hotel, and I will have a map in there. So it's another one. It's similar to TripIt in that you have access to all of your details in one place, but it's something that would come only from a travel advisor.
Okay, that's cool to know.
So, but
Now,
my
what
clients
about?
love it. So,
Yeah, that's cool because you have a way to communicate too. And a lot
yes.
of these things also, again, it's we're so used to texting and things like that and phone calls and but when you're traveling overseas, this is a really good thing because you're using Wi-Fi and you can buy data, right, for when you go overseas too. And some people I know have satellite phones when they're going off in the wilderness, and sometimes I've had to communicate that way, which has been interesting. Off the Sea of
Yes.
Cortez, here we are with dolphins on a kayak. Hello, your dog's doing well. But anyway, they just caught their ball. But anyway,
It's
that'll...
incredible how technology has changed.
Yeah. So just can we touch on that? Like, we're using these apps, but a lot of them can work offline if you've done your work ahead of time, right? And then
Yes.
like Google Maps, and then it's a way for you to communicate too, which brings us to WhatsApp. But
What's up?
before we get to WhatsApp, this is something that helps in regards to texting you back and forth or trying to make a phone call when you're overseas, because that can get costly.
Yes, that's correct. So even if you do, so I do the AT&T $10 a day international day pass, and it's $10 for a 24-hour period. So if I'm going to be out and about a lot and not in Wi-Fi, then it to me it's worth it to be available to my clients who are traveling. If you're going to be in Wi-Fi the entire time, you probably don't need to do something like that. But WhatsApp works on Wi-Fi and is such a good option for making calls. You and I communicate on WhatsApp most of the time because it's
I like
reliable.
it. And it's there and it backs it up and it's encrypted, so it's safe. It's
Yes,
protected, right? I mean,
exactly.
there's,
It's safe. And I know I'm kind of funny about where my photos go, and I don't like putting them on a lot of other different apps. And so I know that they're going to be safe on WhatsApp. And they're also having an iPhone. Sometimes I try to send pictures to Androids when I'm traveling internationally, and they won't go. They just will not go for whatever reason. In Wi-Fi, not in Wi-Fi, but WhatsApp is seamless. And I know too that if I'm making a phone call and I've decided not to do the $10 a day plan, but just using Wi-Fi, I'm not concerned about getting a large phone bill when I get back home because WhatsApp just runs off of Wi-Fi and there's no charge.
Yeah, the WhatsApp thing is a game changer. And for some reason, I mean, I can be, I mean, listen, half of this country is still not developed, really. I know that sounds crazy to people, but trust me, I found the places that they're not developed yet with internet and things like that and cell phone towers, right?
Yes.
And WhatsApp, I'll go somewhere and you can even have the cruddiest of Wi-Fi and it works and quickly. Like I really just I wish everyone did communication that way more, in a way, because it's there. It even backs up your communications. It's owned by Facebook, so that's kind of but depending on who you are. I mean, come on, we all have our moments with Facebook. So I don't know anybody who's like perfectly happy with it, but we don't pay for Facebook, so we can't really complain. So there you go.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna say, so the WhatsApp thing, and that's the thing, is it's really good to use, and especially if you want to stay in touch with friends and family, and you can create a group on there. So whenever
Yes.
you're traveling, you can send it out to your family and friends, like, so you're not Wi-Fi charges and things like that too. It's going once to everybody, right?
Yes,
And
exactly.
that's a good thing for folks to know too, and for business people, it's a great tool for business. If you're traveling and working like Cheryl and like Nancy and I, it's awesome. Moving forward too, I want to talk about airplanes. Oh, and we want to talk about money and get, oh, okay. So let's do the airline apps first because,
Yes.
okay. So, Nancy and I is, by the way, and we're going to talk about pet sitting in a bit, but as Nancy and I travel the country, we pet sit and we do it through trusted house sitters, and we'll talk about that in a second. But airlines, a lot of times I am glued to Flight Tracker and trying to always discern what, the name of the flight and whatever. Are the people coming home on time? And we've been through some crazy issues during storms this year. And if I didn't have that flight, I actually knew more about what was happening before them, before they were at the air. Like, weirdly, I knew more than people in the plane.
On the
I
plane.
knew their flight was canceled, like their next flight before them. So, tell us about these apps. Like, what can we do to know about your reservation? Is everything smooth? Is it on time? Is it late? What's some of the best things to do for
Well,
that?
always start at your actual airline app because you
Okay.
will have your what's called your PNR, your login. And so you set up an account, even if you think you're never going to fly again, set up an account with that airline and get their frequent flyer access. So you want to build points or miles on every flight that you do take. But make sure you can log in to American Airlines or Delta or United or whatever airline you prefer. That you log in and you're able to log in and view your reservation. So in that, if you're allowed to select your seats, you can do that on the app. Sign up for notifications because that's critical. If you've not signed up to receive those by text, they cannot send them to you. You know, it's this whole spam thing is they can't just text you and say your flight's delayed if you didn't sign up for that. So sign up for every notification, delays. I want to know if it's delayed. And then I want to know when I'm arriving. I want a text that says you've arrived at gate C13. And then you're departing from gate D23. And, you know, it'll give me directions how to get there if I need to. So just make sure you can access your flights on your actual airline app. And there are a bunch of other apps that will let you track anything. And we may cover those another day, but for now,
Yeah, I
stick
think
with
we
your
should do a
airline.
whole show on airlines because it gets I oy vey, right? I know Cheryl doesn't drink wine, but we did. If I have a flight app, I want my app to tell me, "Hey, your flight's on time, and if you're running late, we'll hold it for you. And by the way, we've upgraded you to first class with champagne on the house."
Well, those texts don't usually come like that, but. Although I did get upgraded from Dallas to Lubbock yesterday, so yeah, there's
Well, hey, good for you.
I'll
Yeah.
take
Did they
it.
give you cake? I want to know that.
There was
Like,
no cake. It was a little bag of mixed nuts though, and a drink if I wanted to.
they went from peanuts to mixed nuts. Oh,
Oh
okay,
yeah,
babe.
you get mixed nuts. I don't think they even do peanuts anymore because of so many people with peanut allergies.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
But
All
yeah.
right. So I want to talk about MPC. M as in mother.
Yes.
MPC. Let's talk about this because this has to do about passports and global entries. And I have to tell you, Cheryl, you're going to laugh at Nancy and I. So, we're floating around Texas right now and having a good time. And Nancy and I went to Port Aransas National Wildlife Refuge. And so this is where we're both, we need to take some lessons from our podcast with you today and reading your blog. Do your research. So, because it said Port Aransas, I thought it was in Port Aransas. No, it's not. It's an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours away, depending on how you drive, because we stop for all birds. And so the wildlife refuge is not in the town. And this is really funny. You're gonna laugh at us, I know. So we think, oh, okay, we're fine. Okay, so we had time, so we went to the wildlife refuge, which was absolutely amazing. We saw whooping cranes, the actual initial flock of birds. This is like the endangered bird. We saw them, this beautiful couple of birds. But anyway, now we're
Wow.
going to Port Aransas. Now we realize, oh, oopsie, it's like a couple hours away. No problem for us, So off we go, and we're enjoying the views. And there was this beautiful park, and we see, oh, there you could do the ferry or not the ferry to get in. Well, I did something on the GPS that was wrong, and you can, but you have to go to Corpus Christi and all that, which we did the next day, but you can just drive over on the ferry. And Nancy and I are like, we don't understand what's going on with the ferries here, because you have to understand the last ferries we were on were in Africa many, many, many years ago, and sometimes cars fall off the ferry. So Nancy and I are looking at each other going, I don't know about a ferry. This is our very first American ferry, which means nothing to anyone because they're easy and fine. But to us, we're looking at ourselves like, okay, this is American ferries. This isn't a big deal. I mean, it's even free in Texas, by the way, because it's part of their not Caltrans, what do you call it? Your Texas Highways or Department of Transportation.
Okay.
And I see on my GPS thing, Google tells me you have a 23-minute wait. So I'm like, oh, there's, traffic. It's a Friday or something. Well, there's a park right side, like out there. Like, so let's go sit at the park for a while. And it's on the coastal byway thing, like with the lagoons and everything. And we're watching herons and all these birds. We were having a great time. And eventually I'm like, Nancy, we need to go. We need to get to our hotel. We get in the car and guess what? It's 23-minute wait because it's the ferry. It doesn't tell you it's a ferry. We get on the ferry. This is our big drama. Now, if we had done our research, well, in one way, I'm glad because we went to this other park. But if we had done our research, we would not have been all freaked out. Like, we were freaked out on the ferry, honestly. Like, Nancy had really bad memories of ferry. I mean,
Oh.
because in Africa, it's like you are at in those days, 70s and 80s people, it's like a raft with, I don't even want to talk about it, but basically your car, there's cars all in the ocean from the ferries, okay? So Nancy's looking at me like, this is, not happening. And I'm like, it's fine. It's America. She's like, but it was the easiest thing ever. And of course we had the giggles, but everybody's normal, but we're freaking out. This is, isn't this weird as travelers, how like suddenly these things happen? And then Nancy and I immediately go to our wallets to get our passports because it felt like we were going through a border check, like going from Mexico into the States, which we're used to. So now we're immediately went, we went to our wallets for our border, our passports. That's how weird we are. So I'm just saying, I think sometimes these, like going into new countries, border patrol stuff, when you go through a border check, and I mean border patrol, like they do check you as you come into this country, going anywhere, there's this level of that can get your goat, even if you know better. It makes no sense, but it can get you. And if you have an app and you do your research, like Cheryl says at the beginning of the podcast, you wouldn't have this episode that happened to Nancy and I. But thank goodness we drink wine in our hotel room at times. So I'm just saying,
Oh my goodness.
maybe some of everything you told us would have helped us. So does this kind of NPC help us when you go? I know internationally, and I'm not talking international what we did, but then we're going, well, we are close to going into Mexico. We are in the Gulf of Mexico. We could end up there, but help you with this kind of thing by giving you information and have some ease and not be like Nancy and I.
No. So,
Okay.
I'm sorry to say no. I wanted to be able to say yes and sell you on it. But it is a government app. It is called Mobile Passport Control. So, like yesterday I flew in from London, flew to Dallas, and there's a line for Global Entry, which is what I have. And so that's a different machine. There's the regular queue for your for just entering the country. But there's another line that they don't advertise a lot, but it's called MPC or Mobile Passport Control. And so you, if you have this app, you snap a picture of your passport and you say, I'm coming in on AA Flight 51 from London Heathrow. I'm arriving at 4:40 or whatever. You go back into the app and it says, have you arrived at DFW? And you hit yes. And it will then process when you're in the room where you would need to clear your passport control. So it's really expedites you through, you can avoid a really long queue of people entering the country if you have this app. And I always tell my clients about it just because it can simplify things. But if there's no one in the other line, then you can just go to the other line. But if there's 200 to 300, each of these big flights comes in from another country, they usually have about 300 people or more on them. So I want to be ahead of those 300 people or in a shorter line. I don't want to be at the end of the 300 people line.
Yeah, especially if you're catching another flight or train or something like that, right?
Exactly, because you're tired. You may have been, we flew for 9 hours. We're tired. We're grumpy. We're gross, and you just want to get through the line, get your bag, get it rechecked, and get on your next flight. So
And get to your hotel
MPC.
room for a shower. I know.
I know.
It's all about the
Sometimes for
shower.
sure, we didn't have enough time for that. But MPC is a great option if there's a long queue in the regular line.
Well, this reminds me too of apps. Like if you're traveling somewhere, if you can get a toll app and you know you're going to be in toll country, right? Like Maryland, West Virginia, that area of Virginia, you're going to get toll tapped. And one of the things that we found was to get toll apps for your phone. And the toll knows, you just have to learn how to use them. And I need a ferry app. But if you get a toll app, you can save time and you don't have to worry about what's coming in the mail. It will come on your phone. Maybe you'll get a receipt in the mail. But as full-time travelers, I hate this. You need to pay within a week and we don't know about our mail for like a while. You know, we have our friends say, hey, you've got mail, but now you have to turn everything around in a hurry. And that's not cool. So
No.
a toll app, if you're going to a place with a lot of tolls, get a toll app on your phone and it takes care of it. And you just, here's your card and it knows what card you're using and will just run it off your card, which is cool. And they make money off the percentage of it, which is fair, you know, and it takes care of it. So you don't have to worry. Do I have change? I don't even know if tolls take change anymore. They don't. Some don't. It's weird. So it's a cool thing to have to get through and get through those lines. Last thing, currency converter.
Yes. If you are like me and you don't love math, this is wonderful. In Iceland, their currency is very different. I'm pretty good with the euro and the pound, but anything else, I cannot remember it. I just have an innate ability to forget every time. And so you see a price and you think, oh, this tea towel, that's really cute. I'm going to get that. I bought two identical tea towels. I don't even know why. Because I wasn't paying attention. They were priced, one of them was priced twice the price of the other. But still, I bought them both. But this, you punch in your numbers in local currency and it will tell you the equivalent in US dollars. And I would have bought them anyway. But sometimes it's nice to know that, oh, those earrings that you like so much, but you think, you know, would be worth about a $50 value to you are actually $400. So you're not out just spending money that you don't understand how much it's going to be on your credit card when you get home.
Especially restaurants too, because that's where you can get nailed, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's restaurants and figuring out tips too, like understand. And it changes daily, you know, what's
Yes,
going on.
it does.
So,
With right within a few cents it can be, but this stays up to date. And so that's been really helpful for me to understand how much I spent on a meal or see something on the menu and think, oh, that looks good. And I think, oh, it doesn't look $25 good to me. So.
Wow, Cheryl, we've covered a lot today and we're not done. I can't leave out
We saved
Trusted
the
House
best for
Sitters.
last.
Trusted House Sitters. We know Cheryl through Trusted House Sitters. And you were on a
Yes.
show with Angela Laws, the community manager of Trusted House Sitters. And I think we can both say, if you have a pet and you travel, or you're a digital nomad like us, you got to check it out. It's the best. It's, isn't it? I know when Nancy and I had our cats and we had pet sitters come in, they would charge us. I mean, there's no way in heck that we could do what we do and the amount of travel we do and afford that and know that our animals truly know that they were being cared for. So,
Yes.
I mean, I've heard all kinds of stories from $20 to $100 a day in care and more.
Oh, yeah. My brother just paid $100 a day recently for care for his dog.
Did you laugh
I
at
about
it?
choked.
Yeah.
You need Trusted House Sitters. The amount of travel I do, I can't do that. My cat's on an auto feeder. She loves snuggling with people, but she would be fine for a few days alone. She would be fed.
She'll
There are
be
other
cussing you out,
responsibilities
though.
too.
I know her. She will go, "Wah," you know. She wouldn't not be happy as much, you know.
But I also like people being in my home and making my home look lived in. And when I received a package a week ago, a large package, it was a painting I had ordered, and it didn't sit out there for days. You know, my lovely house sitters brought it inside. So Trusted House Sitters has just been such a blessing to me.
And
And
it's also, you don't have to, it's a free, it's, let's put it this way. The pet sitting is free. And for pet sitters, you get to be in a lodging for free, right? So it's a
Yes.
trade-off. So it's not free. Nothing's free, right?
No.
It's free in that you're helping each other, which I think, I always say this is a global community of doing good. of actual community helping each other. That's what it's about to me. It transcends, like, this is an app. It's a cool app, but everyone pays a membership fee, which is minimal, and it goes according to your needs. But I think it's really cool for the pets. And also, like you said, having someone in your home, because a water main could break and no one knows what to do, you know,
right.
And you know, there's all kind. Nance and I have pet sit as we travel, and it's how we're able to do our work in between playing in swamps with alligators, which, you know, we do, you know, it's like we're off doing this, being weird over here. And then we go to work and we get to hang out with the animals, and the animals, I will tell you, we had cats and yes, automatic feeders, pet sitters, all that. But if it was someone through trusted house sitter, they would be home and notice, oh, my cat's not doing this as normal. Notice, oh,
right.
Wait, there's something, there's a weird noise going on. Oh, a battery, what, a smoke detector. That's one thing we've had, smoke detectors going off. And if no one's home, your cat is living with that. That's not cool. And they freak out, by the way. All animals freak out at that. So it's about watching your home. And for the, as travelers, it's a good way to go too, because you're also making friends. If you, we know we've made friends with you. We consider you friends. You're in our family. You know, we have a family of friends. We have our blood relative friends, and then we have our family of friends. And I think our family of friends are some of the best people on the planet. And, you know, it's this global community. Do you feel that way, Cheryl, as part of Trusted House Sitters, that you've made friends?
Absolutely. Y'all have, you know, I started in, when did I start Trusted House? In 2019.
Yeah, you're ahead of us. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
you're our first pet sit. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a hunch about y'all because you didn't have reviews. You had, I think, from Rover or Airbnb or something, but you didn't have reviews on the site. And I just felt good about y'all. And we FaceTimed or WhatsApp video or something. And it was great. And now you're on what, the 10th or 12th? I can't
Is
even
it?
Keep track anymore.
I'm going to count it up for the next one. I'm going to do it. I said I needed to do it again just to count it up, because I don't know. I'm going to count it.
But you get to where it's familiar, and you come in my door and you know you're already connected to the Wi-Fi because that doesn't change. I don't clear it after. You know where to find the extra sheets, where to find the dishwasher, you know, pods, and you know my home, you know my pets, my routines, the plants. And for me, it's a blessing because it's seamless. I don't have to think about it and worry and think, what are they doing in my house? You're caring for my home, and I come home and it's always wonderful. So
and we're working with hanging with the animals. We appreciate being with the animals. That's the thing. It's like, how many times do Nancy and I, and we're about to do it now, as we're going to hang up on this call, we're going to go outside and hang out with the dogs that we're in San Antonio with. That's what we do. It's like they make and travel should have these immersive experiences, whether it's pet sitting or something else. I always encourage people, when you travel, whether you're going to Iceland or somewhere, go eat the food there. Have an immersive experience. And for us as travelers, we feel more connected to a community and how it operates by actually doing what we do. And it's an amazing thing. I can't rave about it more. You know, like friends, you've got the animal friends, which are family. And then, you know, some of them pass away over the years and you're like, you're crying all night because, and it's not your dog or cat, but you've spent quality time with them, you know? So it's part of your family. And I think the bigger our families are, as we go around the world, the better. So I just think it's cool. And travel is the best thing. What was the last immersive experience you had, Cheryl? You were just in Iceland. Did you
Iceland
eat
last
anything
week.
Neat? Yeah. So what was your most immersive experience that you say that you felt like, whoa, that was Icelandic?
Seeing the Northern Lights. That was on my bucket list. That was the main thing that I wanted to see. And we also saw a bazillion waterfalls, and we got to hike out on a glacier and in an ice cave.
Yeah,
and
the
that
ice cave was
really
trippy. I saw those photos. Everyone, you've got to follow Cheryl on Facebook. Hey, want to go travel. And then also you're on Instagram. Hey, want to go too? So folks can follow you there. Yeah. And then you had that bread. You had the bread, the geothermal bread.
Yes, that was fun. I've already for I'm so jet lagged that I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, I know she just got home and then she's flying off again. So, hey, want to go? Where's next?
Hey,
Where's your
we
next
want
big
to go
adventure?
California to see grandbabies.
Oh, very cool. Well, you're going to
Right.
be there.
That's my I love going foreign places and things, but really there's nothing like getting there and holding grandbabies. That's the best trip of all.
Well, grandbabies are good, and you're going to be there up in Central California where all the nut trees are in bloom, the
Yep.
citrus is in bloom. It's flower power time, so you're going to have a good time. And thank
Can't
you so
wait.
much, Cheryl. We love our times with you on a Wednesday. Everybody, Cheryl is here every second Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Time. So stay tuned to bigblendradio.com. And so glad you're part of our Women Making History podcast. It's brand new, so watch out for that. You can get it on Spotify. Just type in Big Blend Radio, Women Making History. It's on Alexa. We tried it at your house. Just go to Alexa and say, hey, Alexa, we want to hear Big Blend Radio's Women Making History, and then you'll hear Cheryl.
Alexa's answering in the background.
Are you kidding me? That is
Listening to
hysterical. I
you.
love it. I love it. Well,
Well,
thank you so much,
thank
Cheryl.
you. Thanks for your
Cheryl,
time.
everyone, take care. Happy travels.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Vacation Station Travel and Leisure Show, brought to you by Big Blend Magazines. Keep up with us at bigblendradio.com or blendradioandtv.com. Happy travels!